Hey everybody, this is LMNS After Dark, and I am recording the answers for my AMA, which, thank you again, everyone who asked me stuff. I definitely wasn't expecting to get this many questions, so this will be interesting. Also, sorry if there's, like right there, just, like lulls that happen. I'm so not used to doing freeform stuff, so I am quite literally lost without any sort of script, so oh, this is going to be terrible! Okay, also sorry if it's a little bit echoey, because I'm not in my recording closet for once, because right now it's 82 degrees outside, and I don't want to cap off my weekend by getting heat stroke. So, with that, I guess we will get right into it. All right, first, we have questions from Moondance with me. Thank you. Let's see. First one, what was the last book you read cover to cover in a single sitting? This actually happened pretty recently, I'd say like a month ago. It was Survive the Night by Danielle Vega, and it sucked. I read it, I think, all together in less than like 3 hours. And it's not that long. It's in big font, clearly YA, even though there's not really, there's pretty mature subject material in there, but either way, yeah. Point is, it was terrible. I only bought it because the cover looked really cool, and I paid for my hubris by getting a shitty book, so there's that. Next, which Game of Thrones character do you most associate yourself with and why? Oh, I'm about to disappoint you and everyone so much. I've not been able to get into watching Game of Thrones. I watched the whole first season. And it was okay. Like, I don't know. I've thought, like, considering my track record, that it would be, you know, right up my alley. But for some reason, it didn't catch me. I do really like the soundtrack, though. The soundtrack's very good. I think it's the same guy who did the soundtrack for Pacific Rim. Yeah, tangent. Anyway, very good music. I might be able to get into it one day, but until then, unfortunately, I don't have an answer for you, because everyone in that show is kind of a piece of shit. okay. Next one. If I was gonna take you on a dream date, where would it be and what would we be doing? Oh, disappointment round two. Is it bad? I tried. I've been going over all of these questions that I've gotten for the last few days. And every time I get to this one, I honestly, like, I get too flustered to think of anything. It's so dumb, but I don't have a long dating history. I've been on, two whole dates in my entire life. So, I don't know. I have nothing, because every time I try and think of something, I just, my brain goes fuzzy. But it's good fuzzy, so take that as you will, I guess. I'm sorry. Okay. What was the last film that made you cry? Oh, I think it came out earlier last year or early this year. Time is a construct. I have no idea when anything happens anymore, but back on topic, it was Logan. For anyone who doesn't know, or anyone who doesn't really keep up with Marvel stuff, me, myself included, I'm not that terribly into Marvel movies, but like I'll go see one. It's whatever. But back on track, it was Hugh Jackman's last performance as Wolverine, and I'm not going to say how it ended, although I'm pretty sure like anyone can guess how it ended considering it's his last performance as him. But I was doing okay. I was doing fine as the movie was wrapping up. Like, I was a little misty, but it's like, okay, I can just swallow this back. I'll subtly dab at my eye. It's whatever. But then the end credits started, and the song they chose for it was When the Man Comes Around by Johnny Cash, and I don't know why, but everything that I had seen up until that point, and then just being, like, punched in the kidney by that song, I broke down. Like, I was weeping in the theater, and I had, all of my friends were with me too, and they're all looking over at me, and they're so concerned, and I'm trying to tell them that I'm okay, but I'm such a messy crier that it was just coming out in just watery garbles, like I was drowning. I mean, I was okay in like 15 minutes. And then we got ice cream, and then I started thinking about it again, and I started crying again. So, yeah. So that was that was the last movie that completely destroyed me, inside and out. Okay. Next one. I'm sorry in advance. I'm gonna get very rambly with these answers because I just. My thought process is a little less than linear, but, well, what are you gonna do? Set your playlist on random. What are the first three tracks that come up? So, where is my iTunes tab? Okay. So, here we go. First one. I'm sorry if that got a little bit loud. I forgot to check the volume levels. But this is Witch Image by Ghost, which is my absolute favorite band. And there are a couple questions I got later that kind of relate back, so you'll be able to hear me ramble even more about Ghost later. So, won't that be great for everyone? Okay, next one. Okay, this one. Now this one's a little quiet. It's probably because I don't legitimately download a lot of my music, so the volume levels vary drastically. But this is Bewitched by Candlemass, which is kind of in this same vein as Ghost, I wanted to say. Obviously, it predates Ghost by a while. Like, the album this is off of came back in, like, 1988. I was not even remotely in existence then. But, yeah, I just recently started listening to Candlemass more, and it's really, really good, so. Oh, Marklin, your voice is so good. Okay, anyway. And third one. Okay, we have Ghost again. To be fair, it's like 90% of my iTunes library. But this is the acoustic version of, I'm going to pronounce it wrong, Gigolo Harmbegido. I don't remember what it means, but the whole song is overtly sexual and fun, so. Yeah, so that was my shuffle. I promise I have a much more varied taste in music. It's just when I got this new laptop and I had to re-upload everything that I had legitimately purchased, just about all of it is Ghost. So Ghost had an unfair advantage, but it's okay. All right, what was the best chat up line you've ever heard? And I am going off of ones that I've just heard in general because I've never had one used on me, which I guess is probably for the best because a lot of them, not that great. But this is one I actually saw pretty recently, and it's kind of dumb, but I like it. It's, "Are you made of copper and tellurium? Because you're cute." Because copper is Cu and tellurium is Te, and I am so sorry. I have such dumb taste in wordplay. And then, what was the worst chat up line you've ever heard? I heard this one a long ass time ago, and it just. It was fucking stupid. And I can't remember exactly how it went, but the gist of it was like, let's call your left leg Thanksgiving and your right leg Christmas, and let's meet between the holidays. And it's, I don't know, like, it's funny, I guess, but I don't know, it loses its luster halfway through saying it, so I can't imagine that it actually does very well in the field. And then the last one. Fuck, marry, kill, Homer Simpson, American Dad, Family Guy. Oh, every day you find new ways to test my patience, Moondance. Oh, God. Like, I guess. God, there's no winning. It's either way, I won't be able to live with myself for very long. But right away, kill Family Guy. I can't. No, I can't. I hate it. I'm sorry. I hate it so much. I guess fuck American Dad, because I don't really know a whole lot about it, so it's not annoying enough for me to want to kill, but I don't know it well enough to, commit to it. So I guess that leaves Mary for Homer Simpson. Yay! I did it! Oh, are you proud of me, Mom? I finally did it! But yes, on that very interesting note, thank you for your questions, Moondance. Next, we have a couple questions from Gabriel Kane One. Thank you. What is your favorite TV show, book, and movie? Right now, my favorite show is Face Off, and it's on a sci-fi channel. But I watch it on Amazon because I just like to blast through seasons at a time. But it's a competitive visual effects makeup show. And it's really cool to watch because, like, I've been getting a lot more into doing cosplays and stuff. And VFX makeup is just so fun to watch people do, and it's something that I would love to learn how to do myself, just so that way, like, at some point I would be able to take my cosplays to the next level. Like, for example, one of my absolute dream ones is to go as a Cenobite from Hellraiser, but obviously I have a long way to go before doing anything like that. But so just watching Face Off, it motivates me to get better at my craft, so to speak. Okay, my favorite book. actually just finished reading it not too long ago, but it's From Here to Eternity by Caitlin Doughty. And it's she runs a YouTube channel called Ask a Mortician. And in this, she basically went to different places like all over the world, like a couple places in the US. She went to Indonesia and Japan and Mexico, just a bunch of places to get a firsthand look at how different cultures approach like death and funeral practices and all that. And it was really, really fascinating, but I would have to put it down for a little bit in between chapters because it would start to kind of get to me emotionally, and they would also kind of get to me mentally because here's a fun, sexy fact: I have terrible death anxiety. It's something that I don't remember when it started bugging me, but just as soon as I started really becoming aware that there's no avoiding death, and I have no idea when it's gonna happen or how it's gonna happen. And sometimes that realization will just hit me randomly throughout the day, and I'll just need to recuperate for a few minutes. It's not fun, but that's part of why I really like her content. I know that doesn't really make any sense, but it's some weird sort of exposure therapy for me, 'cause I mean, it's not like getting over the fear of like being eaten by a shark or whatever, because the chances of you being eaten by a shark, very slim to just about none. But death is the ultimate unavoidable motherfucker. So it's like, I might as well. I just need to find a way to be at peace with it. And reading about that and just the really casual and friendly way that she discusses it, it makes me feel a little bit better about it. So there's that. And now that the mood has been set, oh, just right by that, my favorite movie, my absolute favorite movie is Reanimator. I just recently discovered it last year? No, 2 years ago. Yeah, because that's when it was on Netflix. And I was really sick and I was super bored and I was just going through all the shitty horror that Netflix always has to offer. And I had passed over it a couple of times because I'm like, that sounds kind of dumb. But then I ran out of other things to watch and I'm like, okay, fine, I'll watch it. Oh my God, it is so good. I don't know, it's not like a stellar movie by any means, but it's super fun, like 80s gore and stuff, and it's based on something from Lovecraft, which I absolutely enjoy. I really only like seeing things based off of Lovecraft's work because reading it, it's kind of uncomfortable because he has very good concepts, but he can't help but reincorporate how incredibly racist he is at almost any given turn. So adaptations are the way that I can fully enjoy it, and this was so fun to watch. I fucking love Jeffrey Combs. I would die for him. And that's, yeah. Alrighty, next one. If you were only allowed to have one kink, which one do you think you would choose? I think this counts as a kink. And it's gonna take a little bit of explaining. It's not that out there, don't worry. But it's teratophilia, which the way that I know it and the way a lot of people know it now is you want to fuck monsters. Monsters are great. But if you look it up, the definition says that it's an attraction to deformity and monstrous people. And that, no, it's not, that's not the definition that I subscribe to, because that's fetishizing something that's a little not cool. So when I say teratophilia, I mean like big-ass nasty monsters. If it has a lot of teeth and it looks like it could kill me in like 2 seconds, there is a pretty good chance I want it to dick me down. So that's the kink that I would love to keep. Alrighty, thank you for those. And next we have Mr. Licorice Returns. Hello. Are you a coffee or tea person, or neither? Neither. I've tried both on many occasions, and I don't know. I have such a terrible limited palate, and I can't get into either of them. I mean, one day I might, but for the time being, neither. The closest item to your right is now your superpower. What is it, and how will you use it to benefit mankind? Did you hear that? That was one of my cats. They're very mad at me because I put them in another room. The closest thing to my right is the cutest green frog plush that one of my friends got me. So I get, well, actually, okay, I don't know how many anime viewers are out there, but for anyone who does watch it and also watches My Hero Academia, there's a character named Tsuyu in there whose powers are frog themed, and she's super cute and I love her, and so now I'm totally at peace with my new frog powers. How will I use it to benefit mankind? Whatever problems that only a frog can solve. Whatever those may be. So there's that. Ignoring money, safety issues, and all else, where would you travel first if given the chance? Now, I was going to think of some, you know, whatever normal destination, but I noticed you said safety issues. So with that in mind, if nothing bad is going to befall me, I want to go into the Mariana Trench, because deep sea shit is so creepy, but it's so fascinating to me. And I would love to see that, like, up close. So there's that. Thank you again for your questions. NSFW Save asks, oh god, if you, oh, I'm sorry, give me a sec. If you could eat any U.S. president's facial hair, whose would you eat and why? Okay. Hey, NSFW Save, who hurt you? Like, is, what happened? Like, is there something, do you need to talk to anyone about something? It's, because, I mean, I'll listen. I'm here for you. Whatever it is that has turned you into this, I will help you. That being said, Lincoln, because duh. next question. Who do you find to be the sexiest person in history, pre-1900? Well, I mean, if rumors of his immortality are true, then I could technically choose Keanu Reeves. And I absolutely would. I just recently watched Devil's Advocate. Oh my god! He's so good. But yeah, so. Because any other historical figure sucks. So I want to do something fun. And that's Keanu. Who is the sexiest cereal mascot? Like the Trix Rabbit or the Lucky Charms Leprechaun? I would be lying if I didn't say that I wouldn't let Count Chocula blow this back out. So... So there you go. You didn't think I'd have a fucking answer for that, did you? Oh, neither did I. thank you, I think, for those. Next, we have Bloody Nails Doll. I love your username, by the way. So much my aesthetic. What is the best memory you have? Share with us, please. And this was very easy. It was back in October of 2015, and that was when I got to see Ghost in concert for the first time. Oh my god, it was so good. I got there very, very early. I'm sorry, there's fireworks in the background. The concert started at 6, and I got there at 1 because I wanted to get the best possible vantage point, and I did. I was right up on the barrier, and it was fine, but right when they started, everyone behind me just fucking lost it, and they were just shoving each other and obviously me around, but I held my ground because I did not wait outside for 5+ hours to lose my spot. So I was just holding on to the railing with my arms, and I had the nastiest bruises for like a week afterwards. But it was so worth it because that was such a good concert. It was at, I'm going to kind of spoil my location, but not really because I technically don't live there. It was at El Corazon in Seattle, which is a pretty small venue. So it was very packed, but it felt like a more intimate experience. And it was just so good. They sound fucking phenomenal live, and I got so many good pictures, and it was so good. I'm starting to kind of get choked up thinking about it again, because I want to see them again so bad. Yeah, so that was my best memory so far. Thank you for asking that. It was very... very fun to think back on. A water balloon asks, you are stuck on an island for a week. What 3 items do you bring with you? I would bring my laptop, because duh. And the Wi-Fi doesn't matter, because the next thing I'm bringing with is my art tablet. Because... this is the best scenario, honestly, for me to finally be free of distractions and just focus on working on and improving my art. So there's those two. And the third item, I have a dakimakura, or for anyone who doesn't know, a body pillow, of Reaper from Overwatch, and I would bring that with just so I can have some company. I don't even play Overwatch. I just really want Reaper to dick me down, so Am I fake? Absolutely. Do I care? Not really. So yeah, those are my three items. And next question. What is your favorite quote? And I had to think for a little while on this because a lot of things that I do quote is like stupid meme stuff or Vine references because I'm that annoying person. But I did manage to find it, and it's take it easy, but take it. Which basically means, like, don't stress yourself out about a situation, but don't ignore it either. So yeah, that is my favorite one. Alrighty, we are coming up on the end with a few questions from Shy Yet Metal. Thank you. What's your favorite horror movie? Conversely, what's your least favorite? You stole my question, and you even stole my heart emoji. I trusted you, Metal. I thought what we had was special. I'll let it slide. But only because I like you. I did technically address this earlier because Reanimator is my favorite movie, and despite how campy and stupid it is technically a horror movie. So I will talk about a different one, but it's pretty much in the same vein. It's From Beyond, which was the same director, couple of same actors, Jeffrey Combs and Barbara Crampton are both in Reanimator and From Beyond, but with the difference is that From Beyond is a more serious toned movie. Like, it's don't get me wrong, it's still very, very 80s, but it's, you know, it feels to me anyway, it feels a little more like somber than Reanimator did. Probably just because I feel so bad for the main character, Crawford Tillinghast. He just goes through the fucking wringer in this. But yeah, so that's my other favorite horror movie, another Lovecraft adaptation. I am nothing if not consistent. And what is my least favorite? I had to think kind of hard about this because I've seen some pretty shitty horror movies, but none of them made me, like, angry that I watched them, except for one, and that one was Sinister 2. Oh, God. Okay, so, oh, bear with me. So, for anyone who hasn't seen the first one, I will try and quickly summarize it. The first Sinister, a crime writer moves into a house where a whole family was murdered, but one of their children disappeared. And he's trying to figure out what happened so that he can write a book on it, so he can kind of get back on top, because he's kind of, you know, in a career lull. So... So he moves into the house where it happened, and as he's clearing out the attic, he finds this box full of Super 8 films, and he starts watching them, and it's all the same sort of thing, where a family that had previously lived in the house is being murdered in these films. And it's, again, it's not the best movie, like, it does get a little stupid in the second act, but I absolutely love the segments where he's watching the Super 8s, because generally Super 8 films don't have sound. So right away you know that he's watching these horrible things happen, and there's no sound, so there's no jump scare bait or anything. I mean, there absolutely is later, but you know. But the point is, they get it atmospherically right when he's watching the Super 8s. And I loved it. And, like, they do have a soundtrack going during it, but it's very discordant and, like, not conventionally horror. And I really liked it. So, point is, that was very good. I love that about the first one. In the second one, they take a huge fucking shit on it because. And I can't really discuss too much about the second one without spoiling the twist of the first one, but there is more Super 8s in this, but the thing is like to get the full effect, there's also a record player that you have to listen to while watching them, and the murders that are on these Super 8s are so fucking like off the wall, like not even fun. It's just like you're just watching, you're like, huh, not sure is happening. And that was my reaction the entire time I was watching it. It's like, anytime I had a moment to just think, the only thing I was thinking was just, wow, I spent some real ass money to fucking watch this. And I'm so disappointed in myself. And I had taken a friend to see it, and the whole time that I was driving us back, I was seething about it. So, needless to say, my least favorite horror movie is Sinister 2. Don't watch it. It's bad. Next one, haunted houses or roller coasters? Haunted houses. I fucking love going to haunted houses. There are two that I definitely like. I make a point to go there every year. And last year, there was a day where in the space of 24 hours, I went to four different haunted houses, and I'm pretty sure I was at like my peak power. Like I had never in my life felt so powerful before. So, yeah, I love going to those. Super fun. Side note, I don't like the extreme haunts that are starting to kind of, well, I guess not starting to crop up because they've been a thing for a while. But the ones like the blackout haunted house and stuff, the ones where you have to sign a waiver to go in, and it's just kind of a weird like assault simulator. Like it doesn't strike me as fun, and I just don't care for it. So, yeah. And then the last question for metal, and the last question for this whole AMA. Tattoos, yay or nay? Yay. I love tattoos. I love them so much. If you don't have them, that's totally fine. It doesn't bug me any, but if you do have them, hell yeah. I fucking love tattoos. I have. Oh, how do I count? Two. I'm gonna count my knuckles as like one entity, so five. I have five tattoos. And actually, next month I'm going in again to get one of them colored in because I have a it's a half sleeve of Pennywise from the new It remake. And it's from the bit near the end where he opens his mouth really wide to show Beverly his deadlights. And so it's just like when he's just a huge, just maw, like a cavern of teeth. And it looks so good, and I'm so excited to get it colored in. And I will post pictures, definitely, when that happens. But yeah. And that is it. Thank you again, everyone who submitted questions, and thank you if you managed to sit through all of this. I Freeform is not my strong suit. I get very rambly and I go off on tangents, as I'm sure you've heard, and I'm doing it again right now. So I'm just gonna wrap this up. Thank you so much, everyone who participated and anyone who didn't participate, because I don't know, just you all, this whole community means so much to me already. Like, I've only been a part of things for a couple of months now. But At this point, I'm legally obligated to die for any and all of you. So, yeah, thank you so much. And I look forward to doing more stuff in general for you all. So, yeah. Bye.